This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome live into this studio Andrew Windham and Brian Ballow. Andrew is the executive producer of Backstory Radio, and of course, Brian of the University of Virginia's Corcoran Department of History is one of the Backstory History guys. The website, of course, is backstoryradio.org. And we're live in studio to talk about the history of Christmas. Welcome, gentlemen. I'm glad you're here.
Hey, thanks, Coy. Thanks for inviting us, Coy.
Now, before we talk about, Brian, before we talk about Christmas, Andrew, I have to ask you this, the Backstory Radio, remind us what it is. You can hear it locally on public radio stations here and around the country and also online as well. This radio program was actually your idea. Where did the idea come from?
The idea came in around 2005. I knew Ed Ayers, who used to be the dean here of the College of Arts and Sciences and in the graduate school, history professor. I knew Peter Onuf, and I knew they were both brilliant. And I thought, you know, these guys could really do something for radio. They could bring to the radio in a very accessible, entertaining, enjoyable way, interpretive, historical analysis. That sounds like really heavy stuff, but actually, of course, it turned out to be and not to be both. They immediately said, we have to have Brian Ballow.
Right, they needed someone who was not brilliant.
He's also,
to balance it out, right?
Exactly, not so. He's also brilliant, and he's going to be our 20th century guy and our 21st century guy.
Yeah.
And so March 21st, 2005, for the first time these three guys came into the studio. They were fantastic. We began to work on the show, developing it. We created a pilot. We got money from UVA.
Coy, we were so fantastic that Andrew made us do that pilot over and over again for 2 years. That's just how great we were.
It took us 2 years, but during that time, the guys were on a variety of talk shows around the state, did really, really well. We created the pilot, sent it out to public radio stations around the country. They had a lot of questions and critique, but they basically loved it.
Yeah.
They thought the guys had a lot of energy, and of course that they were they could in fact bring something to the airwaves that wasn't available.
Well, for fans of the program like me, right, we really realize what y'all have brought to public radio that really wasn't there. A real history show.
A real history show that connects the present to the past.
Yeah.
And that was a very important ingredient that came along a little bit later. It was suggested first by public radio in Washington when we sent out our pilot. But then we had a consultant who came in. He said, what you really need to do is to make a consistent effort to connect what's going on now to the past. And so it's become our mantra that I actually believe Tony Field, who is our wonderful producer, coined, which is ripping a topic from the headlines and using it to drill down into history,
yeah,
going through three centuries.
So the program becomes really deep historical context for what we see in the news and hear in the news and read every day, you know, now.
That's right. And covering an extraordinarily wide range of topics, everything from the history of courtship to the history of heating and cooling to the history of Supreme Court nominations to coming up a history of the census in America. An incredible range of topics. And, of course, the holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew Windham is the executive producer of Backstory Radio. And we're also joined by Brian Ballow, who, along with Ed Ayers and Peter Onuf, host the program, which is online at backstoryradio.org. And you can hear it on public radio stations here throughout Central Virginia and across the country.
And I should say this comes out of VFH Radio at the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, which is also the producer of the weekly radio show With Good Reason, the public radio show aired throughout Virginia and in Washington, D.C., and on several other stations around the country.
With host and producer Sarah McConnell,
exactly,
formerly of WINA, yeah, way back in the day, for those of us who've been around long enough to remember that.
I used to like to say I woke up with Sarah every morning.
That's right.
And she's been with us for 14 years now. I think she was with WINA for 19 years.
That's right, yeah, and do an amazing job there as she did here. Andrew Windham is the executive producer of Backstory Radio, and Brian is with us too. And Brian, I have to say, one of my favorite programs that y'all have ever done is the holiday show, the Christmas show, where you explore the history of this tradition. And I'd like to just take a few moments here to pick your brain about some of the things that you learned doing this program. And I guess let's start with this idea, really, what is the headline, is the war on Christmas. We hear this so often that there's actually a concerted effort to take Christ out of Christmas and to water Christmas down and to make it something that it was never meant to be. What I learned from watching your show was that actually that's more returning it to what it started out as. Is that right?
That's a pretty good description. Of course, what it started out as was something different than the secularized commercial holiday that the people waging the war on Christmas think it is today. But it was hardly a holiday built around the birth of Jesus Christ. I mean, in fact, what Christmas was, and this is going back, we try not to stray too far from America, and I try not to stray too far from the 20th century, but going back to Europe long before the United States of America existed, this was a kind of winter solstice holiday. This was a holiday where people had a good time, let it all hang out, as we would say today, and there was fuel for that fire, so to speak. Let's think about when Christmas today happens. It happens when the men in society or in an agricultural society are sitting around not doing much of anything. It happens when the storehouses of the fall crop have been filled up and are still somewhat full. It happens when there's still plenty of good drink around. And so people took advantage of all of that, and it was a season of carousing, a season of, you know, pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, I guess in the agricultural calendar, that was just the next big party after the harvest season.
That's right.
A few months later, you would have as winter is approaching and it's getting colder and there's not that much work in the fields, it's time for another party.
Right. And so the Catholic Church around the 4th century decided to begin to try to tame some of this and turn it into more of a religious holiday. But Christ was really still not necessarily at the center of this. You know, you can't find, and this is my, I'm channeling 18th century guy Peter Onuf here, but, you know, as he taught me, you don't have Christ's birthday in the Bible itself.
Yeah.
This is part of the religious tradition that comes out of the Catholic Church. And
it wasn't until centuries later that they said it's December.
That's
sometime,
right.
The winter solstice.
And to fast forward to the United States, the Puritans really had their hands full trying to diminish the importance of this winter holiday. And that's because the Puritans felt that people should honor Christ and honor their religion through their work on a daily basis. And to pick out one particular holiday and to celebrate, to act differently, which is, of course, what people did on Christmas, was sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm. And there wasn't much Christ in Christmas in the beginning then.
Not at all. It's very much a product of a couple of things, really. One is the religious movement towards a more evangelical fervor within religion, a kind of centering of a personal relationship, an immediate relationship with Jesus Christ, which comes particularly out of the Second Great Awakening, and that's during the 1820s or so, early 19th century. But something odd is happening at the same time, and that is that Americans are beginning to establish much more sentimental attitudes towards children, towards their family. And so, and again, I'm drawing on now. I can't remember 19th century guy or 18th century. Everything I know comes from one of my colleagues, one of those brilliant history guys that Andrew tried to sign up originally. And I don't think it's a coincidence. I'm convinced by the argument that this emphasis on Christ's birthday coincides with American attitudes towards kids, which are much more sentimental and beginning to treat kids a little bit more like individuals, at least in upper middle class Victorian homes. So this notion of celebrating Christ's birthday coincided very nicely with changing attitudes towards kids in America. You know, up until the 1830s, 1840s, and in working class families long after that, kids were seen as servants or dependents or kind of future workers on the farm. It's really only in the middle of the 19th century that we really begin to sentimentalize childhood.
Yeah.
And that, of course, goes along with giving gifts to kids.
And that's when we really create this modern idea of childhood in general, right?
There's
this special time that we set aside.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Which now has extended into the people's mid-40s,
right.
judging by the spate of films about 40-year-olds moving back in with their moms or whatnot in Hollywood.
But just to put a bow on that idea, that what you're saying is that we see this Christmas as we know it today sort of come about in that time period when this Victorian age, when ideas of domesticity and the home and the hearth and the child in the home and childhood, that's really changing. And this idea of this special birthday for Christ fit right into that.
That's right. And then there's a non-religious orientation going on, completely non-religious. And that is, and I didn't mention this before, but Christmas time used to be, in ye olde days, as I refer to the pre-20th century, Christmas time used to be a time that historians called social inversion. It was a time in which folks who were poor and dependent for jobs or other material benefits on wealthy people would invert that social relationship. So they would go around and knock on the doors of wealthy people, and wealthy people would serve them for a day. They'd provide food, they'd provide drink, and sometimes even cash. Well, that was fine as long as the folks knew each other in small communities. But around the 1820s or the 1830s, and this comes from Stephen Nissenbaum, who wrote a terrific book about this.
The Battle for Christmas.
You can tell I'm really not a history guy. I'm a professor because I need to give citations even on the radio.
That's fine. We want to recommend people to get read that.
Sorry for killing your show. at any rate, as these people started being confronted by strangers, they needed to come up with a way to kind of calm things down, tame things a bit, because the strangers started to look like mobs.
Knocking on your door, asking for food and money. Yeah.
Those requests became a little more vociferous. And so it was around the 1820s or 1830s that wealthy people in New York, very wealthy people, began to use the figure of Santa Claus to kind of get away from strangers asking strangers for money and gifts and turn this gift-giving inwards into the home. And this is really when kids started getting gifts associated with Christmas.
Brian Ballow is a host at Backstory Radio, online at backstoryradio.org, along with Ed Ayers and Peter Onuf. Andrew Windham is also live in studio, executive producer. The reaction to this holiday show, I'm sure if there's fans of the program out there like me, that this must continue to be one of your most well-liked shows.
It really is. When we first put this up, it was picked up, I believe, by 30 stations around the country. And I might say that the program has, to date, been carried by 98 stations in 36 states. These are large stations, many of them, 29 of them in the top 50 radio markets by population. But the Christmas show, or the holiday show, as we call it, when it first came out, also had in the range of 85,000 downloads on iTunes.
Holy cow.
Which was the greatest number of downloads. We last year had something like 350,000 downloads in the whole year. 85,000 of those were
just this one show.
This one show.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I, you mentioned the war on Christmas, And what we try to do in every show is to provide a variety of entry points to the topic under discussion. So John Gibson, the Fox News host, who wrote the book, The War on Christmas, is interviewed. And there are also two of Brian's wonderful signature interviews. He is the bus driver for the show, as we call him. But he also loves to take to leave the well-worn track of academia and to go out into the world and interview unexpected people. So in this show, he interviews a Santa, a black Santa, at Cheltenham Mall in Philadelphia.
Right.
And an online rabbi who debunks some of the myths surrounding
The myths of Hanukkah. Yeah.
What is before we run out of time here, I'm curious, Brian, then what are one or two myths of Hanukkah that you got debunked on the show?
Well, I am Jewish, Coy, and so this was very personal to me, but the myth of the oil lasting 8 days, sorry. The myth of the oil lasting 8 days.
That's a myth. That's the whole...
That's what I said to Rabbi Baum. I said, do you know how much I've spent on Hanukkah candles over the year? And I've paid full retail for every one of those candles. So she said, no, it was really fascinating because she did what we do on Backstory. She actually took us through the historical periods of Hanukkah. And it turned out...
how it's changed and evolved.
How it's changed. And so I said... Rabbi Baum, do you have kids? And she said, no. I said, well, do you have nephews and nieces? And she said, yeah. And I said, you know, what do you tell them about Hanukkah? And she said, well, you know, we talk about celebrating the tradition of lighting the candles, but I don't want to have to tell them something that 8 years later I'm going to say, you know that thing I told you about the candles? That's all made up. And of course, like much in life, and you know this, Coy, it was made up in part for politics. And so she, I won't bore you with the details, but she took me through this history of Hanukkah and how religious leaders first used it to kind of throttle back Jewish militarism. They were worried that, you know, these Jews were going to attack Rome, which the rabbis thought might be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And later on, after the Civil War, when there was a lot of anti-Semitism with the influx of new Jewish immigrants, Hanukkah got a newly militaristic look about the Judas Maccabee fighting the Romans. And so the oil lasting 8 days and the candles became a kind of a symbol of Jewish
resistance.
Yeah. And power, almost a la the American Revolution, as these Jewish leaders were really trying to blend in and assimilate with their American identity. So what it's really about is context, which is what our show is about in many ways.
BackstoryRadio.org is the website, and you can hear the program on public radio stations across the country and throughout Central Virginia. Of course, hosts Brian Ballow, Ed Ayers, and Peter Onuf. Executive producer is Andrew Windham. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.